This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. There was huge news this summer from the Michigan business world. The Ann Arbor company Duo Security announced it was being acquired by the technology giant Cisco for the tune of $2.35 billion. This deal marks the single largest sale of a privately owned company in Michigan history. Joining me now are the founders of Duo Security, Doug Song and John Oberheide. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
So what have the last 2 months been like?
Pretty busy. We've been working to consummate this deal. We've been working to make sure that we find the right home for all of our folks mm-hmm. as part of this big, bigger company. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a process of getting to know kind of the in-laws, right? Just making sure we, you know, understand how they work, understand how we'll work with them.
So that's the business side, but like emotionally, mentally, your company that you created gets sold for $2.35 billion. You guys are sitting here wearing jeans, like flannel. Like, what is that like?
Two nerds, yeah.
Yes, I was going to say two nerds. Only one of you is wearing glasses like I am. So nerds unite. But seriously, guys, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's been any different for us, though. You know, the history of the company has been this just dramatic change and growth every single year. You know, we've doubled the company year over year in terms of people and roles and responsibilities for the past 8 years. So this amount of change in the organization and, you know, that kind of future amount of change going into Cisco is really normal for us. So it doesn't at least faze me in terms of that road ahead.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the actual company for folks who might not have heard of Duo. You guys started in 2009 mm-hmm. here in Ann Arbor. What was the main problem that you were trying to solve?
John and I have been in security for maybe too long, decades now, but had seen that there's just a big gap in the market in trying to solve for the needs of folks who weren't traditional security buyers.
And we're talking about cybersecurity here, computer security.
Yeah.
So give me an example of what Duo does.
We help defend organizations from breach when attackers these days are going after users instead of the organizations directly. You have to figure out how to design security that people can use and is not just enforced upon them. And that's been the biggest shift in security in the last 10 years, that more and more as attackers are trying to get into places, they're sending email, right, and spam mm-hmm. and phishing attacks using targeted malware mm-hmm. to go after end users' computers and devices directly versus, say, banging on the firewall, right, sitting in front of a website to try to get in.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of, you know, the DNC cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I think it's hard probably mm-hmm. not to bring that up when you're having a conversation. I'm sure people bring this up with you all the time. But, like, so John Podesta, you know, the chairman of Hillary's campaign, like, he clicked on an email that he thought was innocuous. It looked like from another staffer. Would Duo have protected him from that?
Yeah, John Podesta got what's known as phished. So he got an email that was fraudulent, and it asked him to change his password. Mm-hmm. And he clicked on the link mm-hmm. and he typed in his password in order to change it. And it turns out that was a fake Gmail page. And the attackers got his credentials and were able to, you know, log into his account and get access to all of his emails. And so what Duo does is it strengthens that login process by not only, you know, relying on your password, which is something that you know, but also allowing you to confirm your login with something that you have, which for most of our customers is their mobile device. Mm-hmm. The thing that, you know, everyone keeps on them all the time and is sort of an extension of their physical and digital, you know, being.
So, I mean, cybersecurity, I feel like we're talking about that all the time, of course, here in the news business, particularly all the time. There has to be a huge amount of competition, right, in the cybersecurity market right now. What's made Duo stand out? I mean, why did Cisco, this company, look to you and go, like, this is where it's at? What you guys have done is you know, is money.
Yeah.
We helped to grow the market for security, in effect. When every business today is being impacted in some way by internet, in most cases positively, right? Now, you're not just being attacked, but they're growing their businesses by leveraging the power of the internet. Every organization now, therefore, has a security problem. But very few security companies ever really focused on those kind of companies. And so when we started the company, we had a mission of democratizing security, trying to make the kind of things that previously we had built for the world's largest and most capable, you know, buyers, banks, hospitals, and so forth, available to every organization. And who knew that in, you know, 5 years we'd be securing democracy? But in effect, you know, that's what it's become. We sort of shifted from a goal in disrupting a market that had not innovated very much to now almost a moral mission, right? Mm-hmm. That we believe that every organization deserves a basic level of protection and needs to be able to defend itself.
Yeah, every organization, no matter how big or small it is, what, you know, shape and size, it needs to embrace technology to be successful and be competitive in its own right. And it's also the demand of the modern sort of a workforce, that they want to be able to use, you know, devices they love and applications that make them productive. Some of those challenges that are introduced by modernizing an IT organization or device and infrastructure are problems that Duo can help solve. And so any organization that, not only cares about security, but wants to have productive employees and cares about how they perceive an organization's kind of IT group can leverage Duo to kind of win on both sides, to protect them from threats, but also enable their productivity as they move to, you know, mobile devices, to cloud technologies, and so on.
So I feel like there is a lot of fear based around cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. Again, talking about the news, it is in the headlines, yeah. Right? I think right now, if you're on Facebook, you've probably seen this latest one where you get a message from someone saying, you know, copy this, forward it to all your friends that you've been hacked, but you really haven't. And that's mm-hmm. the way, it's kind of bonkers and super meta about how folks are getting us now. The conversations are always based on fear, it feels like. Is that warranted? Is that fair that, you know, there's part of us that is so scared and yet we still keep all of our things online?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that Duo's been successful. So there's this term known as FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And a lot of security companies will spread FUD. They'll take advantage of that fear in order to sell and market their products. You know, you need this because you're probably going to get hacked, or, you know, are you worried about X, Y, or Z? And, you know, our organization has always had a very kind of positive take on security versus leveraging that fear, ambulance chasing. When there's a breach, a lot of security companies will call that company to try to sell their products. And we'll step back and say, what can we do to help that company?
Yeah, there's a lot that organizations need to worry about, certainly, but that should be our job, right, to worry about all those things and take care of it for them. And that's really our goal. We build trust. We build digital trust so organizations and people can do what they're supposed to do and not have to spend their time worrying about the tools, tactics, and techniques of some Russian teenager. We have plenty of people on our side doing that stuff mm-hmm. so that people can sleep easy and get their work done.
And we sort of, I giggle when you say the Russian teenager, but like who are those folks right now? Like, do you have, you know, in your mind, like a group of people or sort of a, you're laughing, but seriously, like, yeah. is there a hacker that you think of when you're thinking about, you know, who's trying to get into these companies you serve? Like, is there a model of this person?
Well, there are many different groups that we know of and track and are familiar with. But the reality is that the tactics and techniques they have tend to be pretty basic. Mm-hmm. The myth of the super sophisticated nation state, you know, sponsored hacker basically having some alien technology, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. with which they go and penetrate all the world's organizations mm-hmm. is exactly that. It's truly a myth. You know, a lot of this stuff really comes down to well understood techniques that work over and over again in the simplest of ways, that if we only had better hygiene and better operational security, we would basically prevent.
So if you're a Russian teenager or you are a state-sponsored adversary with tons of resources and talent, you're basically doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that makes it challenging for organizations to look at, you know, what are the right problems to solve? How do I prioritize my security spend? How do I build a defensible security program? And, you know, there's folks like Rob Joyce who ran the hacking team for the NSA, for the United States government. And, he said this stuff is really simple. We phish people's passwords, and we, you know, compromise their unpatched devices. That works universally no matter how sophisticated you are. And those are problems that Duo helps solve directly.
We're speaking with the founders of Duo Security, Doug Song and John Oberheide. I want to talk specifically now, really, and dig into Michigan. I've lived here almost my entire life, born and raised, have seen sort of the economic cycles, the Great Recession. Did so much to our state. It feels like we are, you know, we are on the mend, coming back. Lowest unemployment rate in the state. I guess I wonder, though, as you've seen that same cycle being founded in 2009, sort of at the depths of the economic recession, what kept you here through these cycles? What is keeping you here? I think about Silicon Valley, the coasts. I mean, what is it about staying in Michigan and staying here?
Yeah, in a word, opportunity. I think a lot of folks on the coast sort of see the present state of kind of the economy and what's happened in Michigan, and they believe that it's just a further slide into an absolute decline. When we look at this, we look at the tremendous upside and opportunity that exists for a state that's, and for a city like Detroit that's come through bankruptcy and has nowhere to go but up. And so I actually love building companies during recessions. I think it clears the playing field of competition. And I love building companies in Michigan because there's just such an ethos of hard work, of teamwork, of getting it done, right? In a way that I think out on the coast, there's a lot of folks that will effectively be free riders, right, on other things that happen, or they'll get caught up in all the hype cycle of what else happens out there that's not real.
There's so much happening in, in the Valley that's kind of operating at the meta level of what it's like to start a company or build a company, and it's distracting and it's time consuming to participate in that ecosystem. And you know, there can be positive benefits from it too. But you know, being in Michigan really does allow you to kind of go heads down and focus on building strong business fundamentals and an organization and a team that's not going to be looking for their next gig, 6-12 months mm-hmm. Into the job. And that allows us to build an organization where we can actually invest in our people, invest in their development and growth, and, have that bidirectional exchange of investment and retention.
And yours is absolutely a success story, right? And I think in Ann Arbor, particularly when you talk to business folks, Jeff DeGraff, things like that, right? It's about Ann Arbor Spark, business incubators. I guess my question, though, is like, what should, you jump in, please push back.
Well,
yeah.
I just say, I think that's one angle on it, yeah. But I suggest that there's also a lot of, and probably more, grassroots stuff that happens.
So that was going to be my question, though, is that we talk a lot about these kind of well-known groups. Like, talk to me about those grassroots efforts and what maybe the state or, what can we do to make sure that those continue to be successful?
You know, there's a groundswell of new entrepreneurial activity happening in the state that we've watched over the last decade or so. And, Ann Arbor is sort of ground zero for a lot of it, I'd say, in technology, mm-hmm. particularly, given the university, but also given the long history of technology here. So even before Duo, every year for the last 10 years has been, on average, a $200 million exit, mm-hmm. right, from a startup mm-hmm. company. And that creates a lot of forward success, mm-hmm. right, from folks that have been, have seen what that looks like, know how to do it, and are chomping at the bit to do it again. And so, I think in a place like Michigan where, the other thing that really, I think, keeps us here and has been crucial to our success is the culture. The fact that, you look at, like what John was talking about, out in the Valley, it's almost a mercenary attitude. People would climb over their families and race past their friends, right, to go chasing after some new opportunity. It is a very mercenary attitude. Here, there's a sense and a pride of place that I don't think exists almost anywhere else. I was just speaking at Detroit Homecoming a few weeks ago. You know, people who are from Michigan and from Detroit particularly really are proud, right, of being from Michigan and from Detroit in a way that people elsewhere just not. It's just not as much of an identity and a positivity around all that I think continues to propel us forward. And I think that's, more than almost anything else is probably one of the things that's most impactful. If a startup requires people that are looking for adventure, willing to take risks, and then looking for treasure maybe on the other side of it, I mean, that's what Detroit represents to us.
Duo is the first privately owned company in Michigan to have a $1 billion valuation. What does that portend, do you think, for the state's economy, for Ann Arbor's economy? How do you see that company's growth? I mean, I'm thinking sort of the history of, Ford, General Motors, Dow, Kellogg, kind of being this sense of place in the cities in which they were born. Mm-hmm. How do you see Duo fitting in that context?
We're just getting started. We have a lot more to go.
No, come on. Figure it out. Come on. You've had since August. Let's figure this out.
Well, I put it this way. Like my wife tells, particularly my son, who's our firstborn.
Yeah.
Being first means we have a responsibility to lead, right? And we do have. And what that means is that we do have a responsibility to reach a hand out and help others come up, right? And so I do believe that, we're the first, but we will certainly not be the last, not if we can help that. Our goal is to see many, many companies like us be successful here. And, either directly or indirectly, a lot of what you'll see in the years to come, I think, from our team, as well as those who've ever been part of our team, will be a continued investment, right, in a shared success, right, that hopefully floats all boats here. And that's really the larger goal that we've always had for Duo. It's never been just about, can we be successful? Can our team be successful? It's, can we create a platform of opportunity, right? Where Duo is not just a great company to work at, but a great company to have been from. And there will be many, many success stories we hope that to come out of, again, this one milestone and point in time. You know, we have a long future ahead of us and hopefully much more success to come.
Let's just very quickly, what does that future look like? Or are you just so in the midst of where you are right now? But, I mean, you must have some things that you're thinking about 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road.
As far as, joining up with Cisco, it is that forward momentum that will allow us to serve our customers at a 10x scale. You know, we protect over 10,000 customers today and tens of millions of users, and being able to take that to the next level kind of with that global reach of Cisco is really exciting from a Duo perspective.
I think we are seeing the emergence of a truly distinct cybersecurity sector here in Michigan. And companies like Arbor Networks, companies like Barracuda Networks, companies like Duo, and other companies that are spinning up, right? There's a new one that has some Duo alumni as founders called Census, which is recently spun up. We were the first, but we certainly won't be the last of these major multi-billion dollar exits. We think there'll be a lot more to come, and we hope that we'll be a big part of that when it comes to, you know, cybersecurity in this state.
And finally, cybersecurity going forward. I can't even wrap my brain around what the next hacks are going to be or what the next security is. I mean, give me an idea of what you think cybersecurity or cyber hacks or both are going to look like over the next few years. What do we have in store?
One of our investors, Matt Kohler from Benchmark, when he invested in Duo back in, I guess, 2013, his thesis really was that cybersecurity was going to be the largest problem on a geopolitical scale for the next decade. And I think that's happening right now, and I think that will continue to play out.
Yeah, when even governments can't keep their secrets and when people can't trust elections, it's a big problem. Mm-hmm. It is a big problem to solve. And so, like I say, I think it's one that increasingly affects all of our lives in ways that are very, very direct. There isn't a single person, I don't think, that doesn't know someone who hasn't lost their identity, mm-hmm. right, to some attacker mm-hmm. somewhere. And so we have a lot to do, and we hope that Michigan will be a big part of that.
That's Doug Song and John Oberheide. They are the founders of Duo Security, bought from Cisco Technology in August for $2.35 billion, although the deal is still in the works, we should say.
It's closed.
Oh, it's closed. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sound of champagne bottles popping in the background. Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.